we welcome you to the complete meditation. This time, we would like to explore the awareness aspect of I Am. Awakening of awareness is the very pillar of the complete meditation. Unless awareness is awakened, one cannot transcend the mind. One cannot leave behind the dimension of forgetfulness, the plane of ignorance and unconsciousness. Awakening of awareness refers to very precise realization where awareness discovers its own center, where energy of awareness reaches its own source, which is I. This radical turning of attention towards itself gives rise to the state of presence. Pure consciousness, pure awareness. This realization can happen through initiation by a master who is in the state, or through one's own self-inquiry, where one uses the power of intelligence in order to gain the self-knowledge. According to our teaching, there are four main steps in the evolution towards the state of presence. First is awakening, which means recognition of the essence of the mind, where one already is able to consciously abide in the state of pure awareness. But because the state is still not established, hence there's a need for the second step, which is stabilization. Stabilization is achieved through the practice of self-remembrance, when one makes conscious effort to remember state of presence moment to moment at all times. One reaches at one point stabilization. The state is fully activated and there is no need for more effort. There is no more need for self-remembrance. The state is constant and independent from our effort, from our will. It is beyond our effort to remember and our forgetfulness. After stabilization, there is a time for integration, where the state reaches within its energetic aspect complete maturity, its optimum of expansion. The fourth step in our evolution towards the state of presence is integration of intelligence, where not only the state is present constantly, but our intelligence has fully surrendered to the inner silence. That part of ours which is thinking, our conscious mind, and the state of presence become fully aligned. In our meditation, first, we will make different attempts to recognize the state of presence. We will be guiding your intelligence in a way that it can recognize its own center, its own essence, the real I. Please sit in a meditation posture with the spine straight, relaxed but concentrated, keeping your head straight, crossing your legs, sitting firmly on the ground. As you are sitting like this, present within your physical form, you are conscious, certainly. But how do you know that you are conscious? Where is the center of consciousness? Where is this very place from which you become conscious, even before you are aware of your body and your mind and outer perceptions? Awareness is generated in the mind, in the brain, in the head. The center of awareness is located in a very mysterious place, in the middle of the brain. And you can become aware of the center only if you turn attention back to its source. First, to energize your brain, to bring more energy to your mind, do a special breathing. With each inhalation, bring your breath up to your head and center yourself completely inside your head. And in this moment, stop breathing. Do not exhale as long as you can, retaining the breath. When you stop breathing like this, everything stops. You cannot even think, but you are, and you are fully present. You know it directly. Contemplate this presence inside the head. Who is present and how He is present. Feel it. It is already present. That presence which is just present. With exhalation, relax in the head space, not losing contact with this presence. Again, inhalation, retaining the breath, recognizing your presence, centering yourself in your presence, becoming your presence. And with exhalation, within your presence, relaxing in the head space, in the space of awareness. Take one more breath up to the head, retaining the breath, recognizing your presence, centering yourself in the presence. And with exhalation, relaxing in the head space. And now, do you recognize your presence? Do you recognize who you are behind thoughts? Isn't there something so familiar, so ancient, so intimate to you behind thoughts? And now, open your eyes. And close. And immediately recognize who is present inside the head. What is the first thing which you experience? Before any thought, any perception, any visual form, any sound, there is already something. You can say, I see dark, I'm seeing darkness, but who is seeing darkness? Without you, there is neither light nor darkness. Nothing exists. Therefore, we ask you, who is the subject? Open your eyes, close, and immediately feel this very me which you are before thinking. And now, open your eyes, look at the floor outside of yourself. You see a picture, you see an object, but who is seeing it? Imagine that you are looking through a window at the sky. The one who is seeing the sky is behind the window. How do you recognize that you are behind the window? Isn't it by pulling attention back to yourself? How do you do it? You know how you do it. Imagine you stand in front of a mirror. You see the image of your face. And you forget yourself in this image. For a moment, you assume that you are the image. And suddenly, you remember that you are standing in front of a mirror. How do you know that you are standing in front of the mirror? How do you recognize it? Isn't it by pulling attention back to yourself? How do you do it? You just do it. You know how you do it. Directly, you experience yourself as yourself. Your eyes are like the windows. You are looking through these windows at the world. But the one who is looking through them is behind. So we ask you, how can you recognize the one who is looking through your eyes? Isn't it by pulling attention back to the seer, perceiver, observer, to the I, to the me, which you are? With open eyes, you look at the floor without any focus and turn attention back towards the back of your head. You can imagine, you can try to feel the back of your head to help turning of attention in. And as you turn attention in, backwards, towards its source, do you feel that there is the presence, feeling of I am? Your attention, like a double arrow, is looking in two directions, out and in, object and subject, at the same time, simultaneously. You are aware of I and the seen, the seer and the seen. Your awareness reaches a new depth, the fourth dimension, the seer. Take one more inhalation up to the head, stop breathing with open eyes, and feel that presence which you are. And with exhalation, relax in the headspace, experiencing both your presence and what you see in front of yourself as one. Close your eyes and this time become aware of the mind. Put yourself in an observing position of the mind, just looking at thoughts as they come and go. See the illusory nature of thoughts. See that they have no substance. They cannot last. They are empty. As you are looking at them, you create distance. You are not the mind. You are not the thought. You are behind. As you are observing your mind, pull attention back to itself. Recognize the observer. Observe the observer, so to speak. It means recognize the very center from which you observe the mind. That is your location. In the mind, the place from which you see thoughts as thoughts. As you are looking at thoughts, at the mind, the stream of attention which is directed toward thoughts is flowing from the place which itself is the center, turning attention back, pulling attention back to its own source is the way to recognize the essence. Please do it. And now, in your mind, repeat the thought, I am, in a very contemplative and concentrated way. I am. The thought I am is just an object, a mental object. But the one who is repeating, the one who is attentive to the thought, is the subject. When you are fully present in repeating the thought I am, your very me is behind. And we would like to ask you to recognize this simple fact, to separate, to distinguish your very me from the thought I am. The thought I am is not the I am. The thought I am is just a thought. I am, true I am, is behind, representing your true, real presence. Recognize the one who is repeating the thought I am, gently pulling attention to its own center, back to this very me which is behind the thought I am. Center yourself in your presence, which is I. Become this I. Stay at the point of being I. Stay still. Stop at this precise point, which is I, and be it moment to moment. you are returning moment to moment to the state of presence, letting go of the mind, resting within pure awareness. Letting thoughts arise when they do, but not being involved, not getting lost in the mind. You are distant from the mind, unconcerned, neutral. You ignore all thoughts, centering yourself in the state of presence, fully accepting the mind, but by the very fact that you rest consciously in awareness, thoughts disappear. There is more and more silence. The one who is recognizing state of presence, the one who is cultivating self-remembrance, is your intelligence, which is the dynamic extension of awareness. Your intelligence is learning how to remember, and simultaneously it is learning how to surrender to the inner silence. How to live this silence. The state of presence is the place from which you live, the depth in which you abide, and from which you encounter the world. You think when it is necessary, you act when it is necessary, you respond accordingly to the situation, but you yourself are placed in a deeper plane of awareness. You live from the depth, from the panoramic awareness, from the fourth dimension of presence. Moment to moment, you are returning to your presence, relaxing within your presence into the spaciousness of awareness. There's nothing to do, just being present. Attention, are you in the state of presence? cultivating the state of presence is a combination of concentration and certain letting go within the state. You have to practice intelligently and feel when it is necessary to focus and when it is necessary to relax. When the experience is not clear, is vague, dull, weak, you simply have to focus more, concentrate. But when the experience is clear, when the energy is fresh of awareness, you just relax. Instead of keeping the state, you rather abide in the state. That is the difference. Abiding in the state of presence is the natural state. Keeping the state of presence is a part of practice. The more you are integrated with the state of presence, the less there's a need to focus. You just rest within the state. You become the state, the one who would need to focus is merging with the state of presence. This practice of self-remembrance has to be done in all circumstances, at all times, whether you walk, talk, eat, whether you read, whether you drive a car, constantly remembering the self. The state of presence. Attention has to be constantly turned inward to itself. It becomes your second nature, this cultivation. And as you progress, cultivation turns into non-cultivation. Into the spontaneous flow of presence, which is embracing the whole of you and all your activities. The first thing which you check when you wake up is, am I in the state of presence? And this continues throughout the day until the moment of falling asleep with the state of presence. To cultivate awareness without object is a very advanced practice. but when you do it right, it brings quickly true transformation. Even if you experience difficulties, doubts, bad days, do not lose your faith. Just stick with the practice. Trust. Let go of all doubts and come back to the practice. Moment to moment, coming back to the state of presence, relaxing with the experience, relaxing within your presence. You allow it to reach the quality of spaciousness. When you rest in awareness, it expands, filling up the whole of your skull and moving beyond the borders of your head. Do not check this experience too much, just know it is a natural progression. Attention. Are you in the state of presence? Correct your posture. Make your spine straight. Concentrate, breathe to your belly. Moment to moment, letting go of the mind, letting go of everything, and just centering yourself in the state of presence, in the awareness without content. Without object, in the state of I. letting go of the mind. Moment to moment, becoming the presence. Surrendering to the inner silence. From the reality of the mind, you are moving to the reality of I am. Dropping the mechanical mind. You are centering yourself in the state of presence. In the center of silence. Attention, are you in the state of presence? Being in the center of stillness and presence, you are who you are, and there is no need to be someone else. You are who you are. moment to moment, returning to the state of presence, surrendering to the vastness of awareness, which is just aware, without any object, and which is I.